Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWDB. I am Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. Our sponsor for today's show is American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome back to today's show, Bryant Jennings, heavyweight boxer. Bryant, I think you're the first person that's a repeat guest with me.
Oh, dang, that's good.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. I mean, I like to come back.
Let's talk about your most recent fight, which was at the Ocean Resort Casino. I haven't seen that venue, but it's brand new, and it was
good.
In August.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the venue was actually beautiful. And, you know, the venue was part of a hotel that was built, and it was only up for about 8 months, which was the Revel, and then it shut down for 2 years, and then it was resold, and they turned it into the Ocean Resort. So the building is beautiful. The venue was beautiful, and the fight, of course, was beautiful. You know, I ended it in a nice fashion with the ninth round TKO over big dude,
6'7".
Yeah, it's 6'7", 260, you know, Alexander Dmitrenko from Germany, so...
And let me ask you, because you're 6'3", is that
fair?
Yeah,
6'3".
Right. Uh-huh. When you go up against somebody who's that big and tall, do you train differently? Is your philosophy of how you want to beat him, do you plan that out differently?
Well, yeah, you know, in the heavyweight division, it's a lot of bigger guys. So, you know, I figure I just practice on doing that anyway. You know, practice taking out the bigger guys, you know, being stronger, being, you know, using the best attributes that I have, you know, that they're not blessed to have.
So, I got to imagine you're quicker.
Yeah, I'm quicker. I'm definitely quicker. And I'm stronger. And it's crazy because I'm stronger and my endurance is something that, you know, that they can't handle. They can't touch because the moment these guys work and they get tired real fast. So.
What do you attribute, I'm assuming it's the way you train, that your endurance is better than others?
Yeah, my endurance is better than others because, first of all, my diet, you know.
Vegan, he's a vegan.
The vegan diet and pretty much just a clean lifestyle. You know, just being well maintenance, you know, not harming my, you know, internal organs, you know, not putting myself through a lot of wear and tear. So when you do that, you know, your body be able to function a lot better, and so it does. And then I think it's, you know, some genetics. You know, I can credit my parents for, you know, for being whatever they gave me.
You good know. Genes.
Good genes. Yeah, for sure.
When a fight ends, and that was in the ninth round, did you have
yes, it? Yes, in the ninth round.
So now you got to be sore, even if you are the winner.
Yeah, I mean, depending. You know, this fight I was sore. My shoulder was, like, sore. So it's like, wow. And actually today I have a massage plan, you know, to go get, you know, some kinks and stuff worked out more in the shoulder, you know, because when you train so hard, it's the proper maintenance prevents, you know, the wear and tear. So that's just what I have to do. And, you know, yeah, your body be sore. But sometimes it's just you leave out a fight and you're like, wow, I just walked out of there and stole XXX thousands of dollars or whatever. It's like, wow.
Now, your face looks like it never gets touched.
It never gets touched. Even a picture directly after the fight. It's like, did you just fight or no? Like, I'm fine.
You protect yourself well.
I protect myself at all times. That's what the referee says. So,
yes.
So yeah, you know, I never had like a lump, a cut, you know, never bled. And I'm grateful for that. And I want to keep that. I want to keep that way. And I practice a lot of defense. So I'm a good defensive fighter.
Brian, you're now 34 years old.
Yeah, as of 2 days ago. Yeah, yeah.
You've been boxing for 10 years, which I think the last time I talked to you, I thought being 24 seemed late to get in the game.
Right.
Was I right about that?
Yeah, it was definitely late to get in the game. Definitely.
All right, share with me again why boxing became a choice for you at the age of 24.
Well, boxing became a choice to me at the age of 24 because when you don't have any choices and something comes along and it works. So you say, okay, this is what I'm doing. And it it took me to here, and it's been great. You know, 10 years exactly would be in January. You know, and I've exceeded expectations. I've succeeded to a great point, and you know, I'm pretty much happy with what I got out of the decision that I made. You know, I couldn't really ask for much more, and it was way better than, you know, working, and you know, especially financially. So it's like, oh yeah, I'm glad I'm happy. So it's a lot of other things though that, you know, that it brings, and you know the notoriety or the fame or whatever, the popularity, whatever we want to call it. It's a lot of things that brings, and you know, I guess it's really all part of life, because when you strive to do what you want to do, and you know, you get there and you're showing signs of improving, showing signs of growing, a lot of people around you are just not going to accept that because they're not growing, improving, and maturing. So that's what I had to deal with. So it was brought to me a little sooner, but it's life.
How long, realistically, can you fight? Like, how old was Bernard when he...
Bernard retired at 51.
Right? Yeah. I knew he would.
Yeah.
Can you go that long?
Well, in the heavyweight division, you know, you have the bigger guys. They're already slow, you know, and your strength is the last thing that pretty much leaves.
Even at
a young age, you know, which George Foreman came back and did something that I think about maybe 48, 49 or something like that, which I'm not, no. But realistically, you can fight until you're about 48, treating yourself great throughout the whole time. You can't stop at 40 and go eat.
And
like
then
you
come
want
back
for 6
right.
years
no
and
way.
Then come back.
Right.
You have to take care of yourself throughout the whole time.
And so will you continue to box as long as you feel good?
Nah,
is there
really.
An end game there?
Yeah, it's definitely an end game. It's almost like, you know, doing something, you know, illegal, which I mean, I've never really had, but you know, knowing the people's mindsets, and you know, they say, okay, you have a win in boxing. Let me get a much more clearer and better and a cleaner perspective. In boxing, you have a window of time. And within that window of time, you have a window of time to make as much money as you can to maximize everything, your whole image, your whole existing. And after that window gets closed. And right now I'm taking advantage of the open window and knowing that window will close soon. Now, just because the window is closed don't mean you can't look out of it and you can't reap the benefits of being in front of a window. But as this window is open, I'm letting everything pour in that is open. And soon it'll just be a little crack. It's like, yeah, the window is open, but and the next thing you know, they shut it. But you're still looking out, but nah. So I have a time limit, you know, that I want to take advantage of when it's time for me to put the gloves down. And it's not 48.
Sit tight. Take a commercial break. We'll continue this conversation on the other side, talking with Brian Jennings, and you are listening to Lifestyles.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com. ardmoremusichall.com or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Independence Seaport Museum is all about water. Discover the history of the U.S. Navy as you climb aboard pirate ship Diligence and National Historic Landmark ships Cruiser Olympia and submarine Bakuna. Enjoy the Delaware River with small boat rentals. Experience live demonstrations in our boat building workshop and citizen science lab. Independence Seaport Museum is the premier family-friendly destination on the historic Penn's Landing waterfront. Visit phillyseaport.org or call 215-413-8655.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
Wow, this is really different. There's a Philadelphia business called WIMS, WIMS for Rent, that creates and does really unusual business special events and promotions. If you're involved in a trade show, business meeting, sales campaign, grand opening, or open house, call WIMS for Rent. If you're having a company dinner, a charity gala, or fundraiser and need a theme, call WIMS. WIMS has stars and stunts, gadgets and gimmicks from hundreds of available sources, entertainers and celebrities. Add flair to your business needs. WIMS for Rent, the Philadelphia special events company for business and groups. At WIMS, imagination works overtime. Challenge us. Call WIMS for Rent.
For more information, contact WIMS for Rent at 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004, 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004.
Or call WIMS for Rent at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063 for WIMS for Rent.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's PhillyBiz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work, as do I.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. D-Line, I'm chatting with Bryant Jennings, who his most recent victory in the boxing ring took place in August, mid-August. Down at the Ocean Resort Casino. So I always ask you this, what's next and when?
Well, what's next is the next fight. You know, I always just ask for consistency and progress, you know, with this boxing game because there's a lot of stuff that goes on.
Yes.
So, you know, January, we're looking at the next date. It was December. I didn't close in on an opponent. And I like to be, like, very strategic. And, you know, negotiations take time. So January is the next date. Don't know exactly where, but I do know that Top Rank, which is my promoter, they did sign a 4-fight deal with the Oceans Resort.
Oh, cool. So you
and could. So it could possibly be there, or it could just possibly be anywhere else. But I'm thinking it's there because I will most likely have the main event.
And you don't know your opponent yet?
No, I don't know my opponent yet. They throw a couple names out.
Yeah, like I saw Joseph Parker was one of them.
Yeah, he was.
Didn't he back out or fight somebody else?
Yeah, he backed out for somebody else and lost.
Right.
So, but it probably was for more money. You know, he take the best opportunity in this boxing game. There's nothing is personal. You know, that's how I looked at it for me and him. But you know, if he had a deal struck and, you know, the deal was like, all right, only thing we got to do is sign it. We clashed heads. We did everything. We put it together and then you backed out. And maybe on the business side of it, you know, but you still got to just understand, like, listen, this guy has a family and we have that window.
That you were talking about. Yep.
That, you know, you have to take advantage of. So the best opportunities will win.
Brian, your record is 24-2?
Yes.
In your mind.
I'm undefeated still, for real, in my mind. For real, I promise you.
But as you continue to fight, are you moving up a ladder each win?
Yeah, you move up a ladder, but it's a group of people. It's just like a group. How can I put it? It's like the ranking. So you figure top 10.
Okay, similar to.
And so the top 10 just gets shuffled all around.
Like, I get it.
You know, as long as you win the top 10 or you're in contention, it's pretty much the same. You know, because you don't have to be number one to get a title fight. You know, you could be number four or five. You know, number one can pretty much get skipped over. Number one has to continue to fight top guys and until he gets accepted or he becomes a mandatory. So number one is always knocking at the door, but just as well as number two, three, four, five, all the way up to 10 or maybe even 15. So, you know, and then if you have a fan base, you know, if you can fill up the seats or if you can make the people turn on the TV and watch you, you will still be relevant, even unranked.
Are you active on social media and do you have a strong following on social media?
On Instagram, on Twitter. So on Instagram, I have probably about like 56.8 or whatever. Because you know we know it, but I haven't really.
Right.
I'm starting to get away from that. Yeah, and on Twitter I have about 13,000 to 14,000 followers. You know, I think that's relatively low considering.
Well, but Instagram for your sport is a good place to have followers, I would think.
Oh, yeah, it is, because it's a lot of
visual.
Video. Right, it's a lot of video, a lot of pictures, but, it's a lot of clown stuff that goes on on social media, and I really just, it's at BY Jennings, by the way, on both Twitter and Instagram. I'd be forgetting to just mention it, but, it's just a lot of clown stuff, and, like, if you want followers, you have to, sell yourself out, not necessarily sell yourself, because who you are is who you are. And if that's not accepted, then it just won't be accepted. But some people don't like their rejection. So they become somebody else and they just create this whole image that's likable to the average person. And they just become this virtual being.
Right.
But me, I'm existing. I live right now. I'm here right now. This is where I live, in my space right here. So.
You were a very good athlete in high school, for sure, right? Yeah.
Pretty much all my life.
Yeah. Yeah, but you played a lot of different sports.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I played football, basketball, track.
Track.
Yeah. Even every sport that we held at school, whether it was, leaving out and going somewhere or doing badminton, even when we had, like, certain assignments to say, to go, pull out the hockey pucks. Like, it was just like, this guy is just, he's just good at everything. So,
did you have a favorite sport, or do you have a favorite sport you even enjoy watching?
I really don't enjoy watching anything right now. But basketball would still be my favorite sport.
Because you
to
played
watch.
A lot at the rec center and whatnot.
Yeah. So basketball would be my favorite sport to watch. I mean, football is enjoyable too, but. I'm just into,
you're a doer.
Yeah, I'm a doer, and I'm into like life right now. Just realizing that, what we watch is other people's lives. That's their life. Like, so I'm living mine. So I have no reason to watch anybody else's.
Right.
And for entertainment is just, it's pretty much a big distraction. But we all need to balance and have a level of entertainment in our, in our everyday lives. But, that way we don't, you don't go crazy or whatever. But I'm more so like do a lot of reading, and I do a lot of thinking. I do a lot of taking time for myself to maximizing my life. And if I'm paying attention to anybody's life, I'm hopefully being inspired. And if I'm not, I turn it off.
Brian, right now, because if January is your next target date for a fight, your routine of preparing for it, you're in the lower, you're still like in recovery of the last one before really gearing up for the next one. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, it's right. Even though, you work all year round. You know, you always keep your body
moving. Yeah, you have to.
You know, work moderately. And when you turn it up, it's eight weeks before the fight.
Got it.
8 to 10 weeks, you pretty much turn it up. Even on the 10th week, you just getting in gear. You're just moving into third gear that way, you know. By the time the fight come, you know, you be all ready. But yeah, I work out all year round, but right now I'm not on any restrictions, even though I don't do much anyway. But I get to kick back, relax, and, you know, work out whenever I want, and just make sure I do get workouts in, and, you know, just take care of myself and be safe and be ready for the next training camp.
Sit tight, Prime. We take another commercial break here on Lifestyles. Back in a moment.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639, 215-238-0639, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Discover Hamilton, the constitutional clashes that shaped a nation. The National Constitution Center's compelling new exhibit, which explores Hamilton's fraught relationships with James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Aaron Burr, examining the personalities and constitutional debates that shaped America. The exhibit provides an intimate look into Alexander Hamilton's enduring role in the constitutional and political argument that continues to create sparks to this day. Open now through December 31st, 2018. For tickets, visit constitutioncenter.org or call 215-409-6700.
To enjoy your meals, to enjoy your days, your dental situation is pertinent. The enjoyable taste, the nutritional values, your overall health often has its roots among your teeth and gums. And that's where the professionals at the Center City Dental Offices of Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences could be important to you. Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences, is recognized for its up-to-date dental procedures, restoration of dental problems, cosmetic benefits, tooth whitening, dental implants, plus all the little things like checkups, cleanings, and especially your comfort during procedures. Contact Dr. Richard Wilson at 215-765-5281 or log on to their website at www.smilephiladelphian.com. That's www.smilephiladelphian.com. Their offices are located at 2401 Pennsylvania Avenue in Center City. And again, the phone number, 215-765-5281.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. I don't look that old. Except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060, or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. We only have a couple minutes left with our guest, Bryant Jennings. Heavyweight, born and raised, Philly boxer, 24-2, just recently turned 34 years old. 34 years young.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. We were talking about you being vegan, and I wanted to finish with this. You like to cook for yourself?
Yeah, I think that's more important for me to cook for myself. You know, that way I know what I'm eating,
and
you
what
know,
you
for the most part. Yeah, and what I'm putting into my body. And you know, just gaining knowledge of, you know, different things to eat, how to prepare certain things. And you know, teaching my son as well. So that's the way to go.
He eats vegan also?
Yeah, he's vegan. I wouldn't have it no other way. I wouldn't have it no other way. That's the easiest way to put that.
Would he box, do you think, ever?
Would he box? I mean, he probably would want to. He probably wouldn't mind. He would definitely be, you know, physically able to. But I don't think I want him to. I wouldn't want him to. But if that makes him happy, then I'll guide him through that. You know. But I really want him to be something more important.
All right, so one more time, tell people where they can follow you, because if they want to know where you're going to fight coming up in the next couple of months.
You can follow me at BY Jennings on Instagram and on Twitter. And yes, that's at BY Jennings, BYJENNINGS.
Always good to see you. Glad you're looking well, as you always do.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, and we appreciate you all listening. Today's show has been sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. Until next time, I am D-Line. Have a great day.